For the SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Incredible uproar over the senseless murder in Charlotte, North Carolina. Officials are facing very sharp criticism for failing to keep a man with a history of erratic behavior off the streets before he fatally stabbed a young Ukrainian refugee on a commuter train. Police say the 23-year-old woman who fled the war only to be killed in a random attack was stabbed by a man with a long record of criminal charges. The Trump team has launched ramped-up ICE operations in Chicago.
The Department of Homeland Security is calling it Operation Midway Blitz and says ICE officers will target criminal illegal aliens in Chicago. It's part of President Trump's focus on sanctuary cities. Homeland Security announced the move on social media with the mugshots of 11 foreign-born men it said should be deported. Illinois Governor Pritzker accused the Trump administration of using scare tactics and said federal officials have not coordinated the effort with his state. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A new Gallup poll finds Democrats view socialism more positively than they did in the past, while their views of capitalism are far more negative. The latest on that and an explanation from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
66% of Democrats now have a positive image of socialism compared to only 42% who view capitalism favorably. This marks a shift over the past 15 years, with socialism rising as capitalism falls. Some Democratic politicians worry that embracing socialism might alienate moderates, while others see it as a way to address issues like the cost of living. Meanwhile, views on capitalism and big business have soured, especially among Democrats and independents.
That is correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting from Washington. And this is SRN News. The Texas Attorney General wants prayer in our schools.
Republican Ken Paxton says every district should make time during class hours for students to voluntarily pray and read the Bible. He says the Lord's Prayer would be a good place to start. In fact, Texas lawmakers passed a measure that would require schools to do just that, but it's been placed on hold by a judge. Paxton adds that, quote, "I will not stand by while the far left attempts to push our country into the sinking sand." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As disputes rage over religion's place in public schools, the Ten Commandments have become a focal point. At least a dozen states have considered proposals requiring classrooms to post the commandments, and three adopted measures mandating their display in 2024 and 25. Louisiana, Arkansas, and Texas, all three laws have been at least partially blocked by the federal courts. This is SRN News. Exciting action at the U.S. Open tennis tournament over the weekend. This year's French Open men's champion prevails, while the women's champion successfully defends her title as well. More on the story from correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh.
It's still a dream. Yeah, a dream come true.
The second-seeded Alcaraz bested Sinner 6-2, 3-6, 6-1, 6-4 on Sunday at Arthur Ashe Stadium to avenge his loss to the world's top-ranked player in the Wimbledon final in July.
Right after the match, I just thought that I need to improve some things if I want to beat him.
In the women's final on Saturday, top-ranked Belarusian Arina Sabalenka secured her second consecutive U.S. Open crown after defeating 8-seeded American Amanda Anisimova 6-3, 7-6.
Truly emotions because it means a lot, you know, to defend this title.
I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
And more details at srnnews.com.